Broncos. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
Oh, good morning, everyone. How's your morning this morning, Stephen?
Yeah, all right. I actually can't believe it's only Tuesday, hey.
What do you mean?
I don't know. It feels like it's been an uphill battle to start the week.
You know what it is?
What is it?
You've had back-to-back guests in your house, and that means they would have been, like, what, sleeping on your floor and stuff in your bedroom?
Yeah, that's it, yeah. I haven't had much downtime.
Yeah.
And the weather seems to have taken a bit of a turn as well. I was caught with my pants around my ankles yesterday because I had all washing out on the line.
Oh, no.
It's been a bit of a rough battle to start the week, but we're here.
We're onwards and upwards. Good morning, Jess. How are you?
Good morning. Well, now I feel like it's been a long week. I was feeling all right before, but...
What do you mean? Stephen brought you down. Oh, don't worry, everyone. I've got this thing as usual.
Optimism, here it comes.
I'll bring the positive energy. It's going to be a great week. We're only at Tuesday, guys. Come on, everything still to play for the whole rest of the week. Get in and around it. I am pumped for this week, actually.
Well, you say everything to play for as well. Trivia check this morning, Crevo. Up to $1,000.
That is everything to play for.
I'm up and about now.
Okay, good. I'm glad we sorted that, right? Everything is... It's going to be a great show, guys. There we go. Done and dusted. We'll get
Knock
into this.
Tom.
Yeah, exactly. Up next, of course, a bit of a catch-up with Jess Re Local News as you wake up with Inovo. Stephen and Crevo on UFM.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
Jess, Origin team's out. What's the news for our Knights players?
Yeah, so Tyson Frizzell unfortunately dropped after being named in the first two teams, but...
Oh, a bit harsh.
Bit harsh, but there is a silver lining.
Okay.
We do have a couple of other players who've been named centre Bradman Best. He's going to make his debut in State of Origin. He's been named for Game 3. Of course, he was incredible in our win on Sunday afternoon. Of course, that 66-0 thrashing over the Bulldogs. He scored a hat-trick for us. So he's been named, and Jacob Saifidi has been named on the interchange bench as well. So Game 3 is July 12 in Sydney, so we can't take out the whole thing, but it'd be nice to win the third game at least.
Oh, of course. And Bradman's on debut, is that right?
Yeah.
Always exciting. That's like a dream come true type moment for any kid, really.
Oh, yeah.
To get in there and, play and represent Newcastle, represent then, the whole of state. Brilliant stuff. Just brilliant.
Exactly.
Switching gears a little bit, because a man's facing court today charged over his alleged role in a kidnapping, right?
Yes, this is a story that's been going on for a while. Police allege back in January that a 26-year-old man and a 24-year-old woman were walking towards a car park in Sydney when two men wearing balaclavas grabbed them and forced them into a vehicle. Police allege in court that the couple spent 2 days in a location at Swan Bay in Port Stephens, where they were allegedly held against their will before they managed to escape and call a family member who contacted police. So,
remember this story. It's pretty wild, isn't it?
It's a crazy story. In April, two men were arrested and they're still before the courts. But yesterday, police then arrested a 25-year-old man at a correctional centre in Silverwater, and he's been charged with four offences and he faces court today. So,
wow.
Wild story.
His motivation, though?
No.
Yeah, wow. That's scary, isn't it?
Yeah.
Something out of a TV show.
It's definitely a wild, wild story. And, of course, with today the charges being, laid, I guess, we'll see. We'll find out more, I guess, really, as it all unfolds. Thanks for that, Jess. And, of course, a full news update again at 5:30 as you wake up with Inovo's here at New FM.
New FM is local as, and you're waking up. You're waking up with Inovo's.
New FM.
And Crevo, starting to feel like winter, unfortunately. We got so lucky there for so long.
I know.
Rain finally hitting us. So, in honour of winter, why don't you head down to the Winter Fun Fest this school holidays? A thrilling winter extravaganza, that promises, and I quote, an abundance of excitement and entertainment for the whole family these school holidays. So, of course, you get the rides, games, food, ice skating, entertainment, show bags, goodies to take home. And so much more, like we said, happening right through the school holidays, so until 16th of July, and you can book online now.
Yeah, that's right. And there's more information as well on the website, https:// winterfunfest.my.canva.site/super easy.
Super easy. And if that's, you know, even easier than that, you can win it with us all week or with Joel for your drive home, 100% live and locally right here on UFM.
And we got the ride tickets as well. So it's not just entry.
The good stuff.
That's it. All of that to play for. You're waking up with the Novo. Stephen and Crevo on UFM.
And Crevo, Elon Musk is pretty much cracked the sads, really. He's having a big old sook, a big old cry around data scraping on Twitter.
So okay.
He's really upset that companies are using Twitter on Twitter, I suppose, to train AIs, you know, like ChatGPT and stuff like that. So his solution to this is to try and basically he's throwing the baby out with the bathwater. And he's decided that to counter this, he's going to limit the amount of posts people can read per day. The amount of tweets people can read per day.
Now, this seems like a strange thing to do on a platform where it relies on the longer you're on there, the better it is, usually.
Well, that's it as well.
Like, that's how you sell ads.
Yeah, and it's just like the companies that are using this to train their AI intelligence are probably ones that can afford to pay for this subscription anyway.
That's right.
And you're cutting out regular people who are the ones who are tweeting. So I don't know. It seems like a bit of a backwards loop. Like, why would companies pay to read more tweets if people aren't using Twitter as much because they can't use... I don't know. It just seems to be... We're going to spiral here, I think.
Here's the thing. And you mentioned, you know, the bathwater before, but he has taken such a bath on this deal. Like, he has lost so much money on this deal. He's just looking for any idea. He's having these meetings, I reckon. Any idea is a good idea. What have you got? Throw them up at the wall and see what sticks.
See what sticks, yeah. He's in all sorts. So basically, it came out like yesterday morning, so like pretty early yesterday, that verified accounts under his new like blue tick system, which are the ones that cost $8 a month, because now you can pay for a blue tick, of course, are temporarily limited to 6,000 posts a day with like free accounts for the regular pundit, limited at 600 posts a day that you're allowed to consume. And new posts, people who are just signing up now for Twitter, only allowed to read 300 posts per day. So not incentivizing new users, which is where your money comes from. Hours after that original, you know, post and decision, he's backflipped and gone, okay, we'll go 8,000 for verified, 800 for unverified, and 400 for new. And then 2 hours again after that, backflipped again because of all the backlash. And now it's apparently going to be up at 10,000 for verified, 1,000 for unverified, and 500 for new unverified accounts.
It just seems so needlessly complicated.
Well, that's it. And, like, I don't know what your opinion of Elon Musk is. I used to be a big fan of his.
Yeah.
He's
certainly turned that around.
He has, hasn't he? Like, he used to just do what he wanted to do, and he was doing stuff that was different and unique, and it was exciting.
Why is he playing around with some backwards old Twitter?
And now, like, so spineless. The old Elon Musk would never cop this backlash and backflip on it.
And I've been trying to figure out as we chat here how much he's lost on the Twitter deal.
Oh, is it lots, is it?
Well, yeah. Oh. So, reports are, there's some people who say it's as little as, and I say that in inverted commas, because it's as little as $20 billion.
Wow.
Lost in value.
Well, and that's best case scenario.
Best
for
case. Some are saying up to $180 billion in personal wealth. I mean, these numbers are just staggering. No wonder he's just trying anything to turn this thing around.
Are you a Twitter user?
Not for a long time.
I use it a bit. And ever since this, like, paying for blue tick system has come out, the verified blue tick system has been implemented, Twitter is so much worse to use. Because I'll be reading tweets about, like, a topic I'm interested in, whether it's sport or politics or whatever. I'll be reading, trying to get a gauge. And it used to be a comment from someone that was verified. You thought, they must know what they're talking about. Something that you can almost, with a grain of salt, was like, this is probably a more reputable source than your average pundit.
Now,
you click on their account, and they've got 200 followers.
Yeah, you click on it, and they go, oh, he just paid $20.
That's
or whatever, however much it is. I don't even know.
The internet's already such a hard place to navigate.
Yeah.
And he's just making it harder and harder.
Ironically, because the whole goal was to try and make it a like a cleaner source. Yeah. Dumb. So dumb.
So dumb. Anyway. But anyway, he'll probably backflip again. You watch. No this doubt. Time tomorrow, he'll scrap the whole limits anyway.
Yeah, all of that stuff. He's lost it. He's lost the plot.
He's lost the people.
Yeah, that's definitely. All right, you're waking up with the Novo, Stephen and Crevo, New FM.
1, 2, 3.
New FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
All right, this is where you get to play detective for the morning and figure out what the theme is between three words that we give you, three things that we give you.
Of course.
So easy. We make it pretty simple.
I know early in the morning, people, you know, sometimes you haven't got your first coffee in yet. The brain takes a while to tick over.
That's right.
So we make it, like you said, so easy to win. A buttload of prizes.
Yeah.
And, of course, up for grabs this morning with Three of a Kind is Crevo.
Yep.
As I get the sheet ready, in front
ready,
of me.
Ready, here we go.
Double in-season pass, Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning Part 1. Thanks to our friends at Event Cinemas. And the in-season pass is the pass you want, because that means you go at your own convenience.
Anytime you want, at your own leisure.
Plus, everyone on the show this morning... In for the draw, I suppose, a family pass to the Winter Fun Fest at Nobby's Beach, including ride coupons as well, which is where they sting you.
Yeah, well...
That's where the money gets blown, isn't it?
That's it. Well, you can win it for free with us. We just need a couple of contestants, 4967, 4105, to play Three of a Kind. I'm going to throw out a quick example.
Yeah, go on.
And then you see how you go, all right?
All right.
Spanner, drill, hammer.
Stephen.
Yeah, what is it?
Are they just tools?
Yep, simple as that.
Come on, that easy. If you want to get yourself down to see Mission Impossible, the new film, Dead Reckoning Part 1 at Event Cinemas, plus the chance to go to the Winter Fun Fest this school holidays, give us a call, 4967 4105. We'll play Three of a Kind on the other side of this.
1, 2, 3.
On New FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
Yeah, that's right. This is where we get you to figure out the theme between three things that we give you.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, it's the first of two, best of three. Use your name as your buzzer.
All that kind of high budget technology here. Yeah. Only the best.
They're the mechanics behind the whole thing. But, of course, to play, we need a couple of contestants. But let's find out about your prizes, shall we?
Well, that's it. Up for grabs this morning, Crevo. We got double in-season passes to Mission Impossible, the brand-new film Dead Reckoning Part 1. So... I mean, you'd think there'd be another part to that as well. I'm sure we'll be giving that away as well.
No doubt.
But they're the in-season passes, so that's the good stuff. You can go at your own discretion whenever you feel like, thanks to our friends at Event Cinemas. And, of course, everyone on the show today in the draw for family passes to the Winter Fun Fest at Nobby's Beach this school holidays, including your ride coupons as well. So
all that you want and more. First of all, we've got yesterday's runner-up. It's Carl and Jesmond. How you doing, Carl?
Well, thank you. Good morning.
Oh, good morning indeed. You ready to take it home today?
Yeah, we'll give it another try,
Hughes. Yeah, we'll give it another try. Oh, up against Carl, we're
going to Cessnock. Jess on the line. Morning, Jess.
Morning. How are you going?
Very well. How's yourself? You ready to have a crack at Three of a Kind?
I have before, yes.
Okay.
Oh, well, best of luck. Fingers crossed, you know, we can get some hands on these prizes. Should we test the technology first of all, Crevo?
Of course.
Your name is your buzzer. Carl, let's test your buzzer first.
Carl.
Lovely. Jess, you're next?
Jess.
All right. Well,
strong.
Best of luck to both our contestants this morning. We know how the game works. Your first set of three items are Old Kent Road, Oxford Street, Mayfield.
Jess,
go on.
Monopoly Squares
is correct.
Well done.
Strong start from you, Jess.
One on the board.
Bit of scoreboard pressure here, Carl. Next one. Almonds, pecans, macadamias.
Carl,
quicker there.
Milk. Nuts.
Yeah.
I'm going to take it.
All right.
I'm
going to
take it.
One apiece.
I'm going to take it. One apiece.
He's got you technically there.
All right. Here we go. Let's go for the tiebreaker. Your final one. Best luck, both our contestants. Tomato, sriracha, sweet chili.
No. Yes.
I think that was Carl in there slightly quicker.
All right, Carl, what do you think it is, mate?
Sauce
is correct. Well done, Carl. Mate, you're off to see the new Mission Impossible film, Dead Reckoning Part 1, in the draw as well for the family pass to the Winter Fun Fest. Jess, can we get you back on tomorrow as our runner-up?
Sure can. Congratulations, Carl.
Oh, look at that.
Thank you.
good. Look at that. Nova Castrian just taking care of each other.
They're coming for our job as well, doing all the congrats and stuff.
All the thank yous and everything. Oh, well.
There you go. Same time, same place tomorrow. You know where to find it.
They're never coming back on the show. They might take our job. I feel threatened. New FM.
More Elon Musk chat this morning, Crevo.
I love this.
We chatted a bit about the debacle that is the new Twitter update earlier in the show. We want to talk about something a bit more light and bright, though, because it's been an update, I suppose, in his proposed cage match against Mark Zuckerberg. So for those that are new to this story, basically they're just having a bit of beef on Twitter. They're going back and forth. And one of them went, you know what? Let's name a time and a place. Let's get some gloves on and let's sell this out in the ring.
And you know, that to me, that's just entertainment. To see those two, Battle of the Billionaires, it feels like something, I don't know, out of a TV show, or, you know, it just doesn't feel real. Battle of the Billionaires in a cage match? What are they doing?
And it'll be so commercially successful. I wouldn't even blink at paying $50 for a pay-per-view.
Just to see those two going at it?
You got four mates come over, $10 each, get yourself a couple of beers, sit down, watch those two just close their eyes and swing. Hail makers, you know, Hail Marys. They've got no idea what they're doing.
I think they'll have some proper training because they can afford a good trainer, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And that'll make this like the fight even better because at least they'll go in with some knowledge, which is almost more dangerous than no knowledge, well, I reckon.
I reckon Zuck will full sweat it. He'll get a lot of
training
stuff.
Well, yeah, we've had this full discussion. And
Elon will go in pretty complacent, I reckon. He's a bigger guy. I don't think he needs to do that much training. Anyway, we're not here to predict the fight. I'm here to tell you some exciting updates about the fight.
Oh, this is good.
Because it's rumoured now that it's going to be at the Colosseum in Rome. They're going to fight at the Colosseum. So, like, the Minister of Entertainment or something like that in Italy has reached out to both parties, so Zuck and Elon, plus Dana White, who's, like, the head of UFC, like, the biggest MMA company in the world. Dana White said if it's in the Colosseum, UFC happy to back it and advertise it.
Oh.
So, basically, all we need is Elon and Zuck to be like, yep. And then they're going out like gladiators. Like, they're in the Colosseum.
Now, earlier in the week, well, yesterday, I guess, we had the chat around, do you think you could beat a lion in a fist fight?
Yes.
Yeah, now, the Colosseum famously had lions in and amongst it. What are the chances they'll release a lion into the mix?
Wild card. Who knows? Right, just chuck it in.
This story doesn't get any like more strange, it seems, but that would turn it up a level.
I just want to see it. I think like that's genuinely a tourist attraction. Like I'm looking for an excuse to go to Europe.
There it is.
Go to Italy to watch Elon.
Siobhan, we're going to Italy. Oh, that's so romantic. Are we off to go and, you know, walk around the streets and eat pizza? No, we're going to see a cage fight.
Not even professional level. No. Oh, I just think it's so exciting. I actually genuinely cannot wait to watch this. And the thing is as well, is if you pay for the pay-per-view, or if you pay to go, you know, if you're lucky enough to go and see it in the flesh.
Yeah.
It's going the distance because neither of them have the knockout power to end this in
chance.
One round.
Yeah, oh my
You're
God.
You're going to get your money's worth.
Yeah, I'm very, very excited about this.
Across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is the Novos. You're waking up with the Novos.
105.3 New FM.
Oh, and Stephen, $1,000. That's all I need to say.
Ooh.
The trivia check is back, 7 o'clock, and for answering one trivia question correctly, you could win yourself $1,000.
Cheeky K.
Oh, I know. It's so handy, right? A lot of people going, oh, price of living's going up, all that sort of thing. But we got you covered.
Oh, that's it. Like you said, so simple to play. And that's happening after 7. Up next, though, Crevo. I've learned something about myself throughout the week. It's quite devastating.
Oh. Everything all right?
Maybe. I think it will be okay, but there's a bit of a trying period here.
Okay.
I'll get you support on the air next.
All right, we'll do that in just a minute. So you wake up with Novo. Stephen and Crevo here at New FM.
And Crevo, throughout the week I've learnt something shocking about myself, I suppose.
Oh, no.
Yeah, not great news. Obviously, throughout the last week, I've had both my mates stay with me and my brother.
Yeah, that's
so, like,
all right.
For about a week and a half, I've just been hosting people.
Yeah, and you're in the Merriweather Share House.
Yeah, correct. So
that means, what, there's on the couch, is it? Or
nah, a mattress on the floor. In
your
room. Yeah,
okay.
Slumming it out in my room.
Yeah.
I say slumming it out. Like, I've set them up with a mattress and, like, the free accommodation, so.
Really? you're the hero here.
Well, that's it. Like, they could do a lot worse, couldn't they?
Yeah.
And they could do a lot worse. So I don't know why they keep complaining and moaning about their lack of sleep. You know, I've been told that I've been keeping the boys up, basically, at night. I'm kind of a bit confused as to why. They're like, oh, you snore so bad. Now, this is interesting because, like, my girlfriend Siobhan has never really complained about my snoring.
But also, you guys haven't lived together. You've only ever
I don't want to brag, but we've slept together a little bit, you know? Like, we've spent a few nights together, so I feel like she would be a better judge than anyone.
No, but if you just, like, few nights a week here and there, it's something you just, like, don't mention, I reckon.
Yeah, don't know. She has mentioned it in passing, but nothing to the extent of complaining that I received from both my brother and my mates throughout the week. And it came to, I guess, a boiling point where one night they reckon they got no sleep at all and sent me this video of me having a bit of a snore throughout the night.
Okay, this is a recording of Stephen snoring here. I haven't heard this yet. That is proper chainsaw level right there.
Yeah, it sounds a bit like a chainsaw running off, doesn't it? Someone's doing a bit of gardening over next door.
Trimming the branches. That is so loud. No wonder they didn't sleep all night as well.
The other thing as well is I go to sleep so quick.
Yeah.
Head on the pillow, like 30
out
seconds.
Like
all the
light.
Boys are like, good night. And then... It starts all about 30 seconds later. So if you're not asleep before me...
Good luck.
Yeah, you're in danger. But got me thinking, I can't be alone. Like, I know my dad snores a little bit as well. Maybe it's, like, hereditary. There must be a lot of people out there just absolutely snoring it up.
Surely not worse than that, though. But this is what we wanted to do here. 4967 4105. Do you live with or are you a shocking snorer?
Like someone who's awful, keeps you up, literally almost you have to kick him into another room.
Yeah,
you
know, that's like, the sort of thing. Or... controversial, have you moved to another room?
To avoid the snorer.
Yeah.
Well, this is all the kind of gear we're looking for. We're doing a bit of snoring chat on the air this morning. Of course, we're going to reward you for dobbing in a partner or yourself or whoever it may be.
That's right. If you've got an epic snorer in your house, up for grabs this morning, a family pass to Winter Fun Fest at Nobby's Beach, including 30 ride coupons as well. Great prize, because the rides are the expensive bit. 4967 4105, if you've got a snoring story.
Yeah, and if you've got a snore in the house as well, what are the best noise-cancelling headphones or something like that, you know?
We'll take all of that sort of stuff.
Help your fellow Novocastrians out, because some people are just losing sleep right across the Hunter.
Waking up with the Novo, Stephen and Crevo here on UFM, and boy, did we find out Stephen is one of Newcastle's strongest snorers. Have a listen to this, recorded by his brother in his room. This is unbelievable. Is that him laughing about it?
Yeah,
because it's just so loud, and he knows he's caught on camera. One of the real loud, long ones.
So cynical as well, because for years I've been moaning about my old man snoring. Basically, you can hear it on the other side of the house. You know, shaking the walls. I thought, you know, wow, how annoying is this? And turns out that you know the apple falls pretty much directly at the feet of the tree. I mean, all sorts. So
you're one of the biggest snorers out there, by the sounds of it.
Yeah, but I reckon I'm not the biggest. That's what we're chasing. 4967 4105. Are you probably Newcastle's biggest snorer, or do you reckon you live with Newcastle's biggest snorer? That's the kind of chat we're after. So let's head to the lines, of course. 4967 4105. And we'll head to Thornton first. Katrina on the line. Morning, Katrina.
Morning.
Now, tell us, who's the snorer in your house?
My partner.
How bad are we talking here?
Well, in my old house, he was heard through two closed doors in an open-plan lounge room, living room.
Two doors? Now, how do you know this?
It was recorded.
So there's evidence of it.
Yes, and my housemates also said that they heard through the two closed doors.
So did you battle it out and stay in the same bed, or like were you like, I can't deal with this?
Well, I used to have custom-made earplugs that I used to have at motorcycle races, and it sounded on pit lane that there was just, like, mosquitoes.
Yeah,
it
right.
I had nothing in my ears.
Wow.
There you go. I'm sure you sent him the bill for that one as well. I'm sure you made
no doubt.
He was paying for those custom headphones. Let's go next to Rono. We got Shaz on the line. Morning, Shaz.
Oh, look, I'm really struggling to beat that one. But, like, you know, I had my 9-year-old grandson sleeping over and he decided he'd crawl into my bed.
Yep.
And I woke up and I'm like, oh, my gosh, what was that? And I wish I recorded it now because it's bloody loud.
It's
so loud.
9, I feel like it's early to start snoring as well.
Yeah.
I feel like snoring, you like grow into it.
I would have thought so. No custom made earplugs required though at this point still.
He's got great snoring potential though. At only 9.
Yeah.
I feel like he's going to be one of the masters of the snoring game.
That's right. Already keeping people awake.
All right. Let's head to Warners Bay. Mary on the line. Morning, Mary.
Good morning.
Now tell us, who's the snorer in your house?
Well, it was me.
Was you?
Oh, what happened?
What do you mean was? Have you grown out of it?
Well, no. $5,000 later, I grew out of it.
What do you mean? $5,000? What have you got for $5,000?
Do you just poke $100 notes up your nose until it stops?
No, I had to have surgery, and then I got a special mouth guard to keep my jaw forward.
Oh, so sexy.
Very, very. But I was out of the mattress bed for like 6 months because it was so bad. No one could sleep. So it was worth it.
Hang on a second. So you were snoring and you got kicked out of the bed?
Well, yeah, because
you were the one making the noise. Oh, it makes sense. Yeah.
$5,000.
That's what you're up for.
Well, in saying that, though, it was totally worth it.
Okay, yeah, right. So you're getting better sleep and everything now?
Oh, absolutely. Everyone is. Like, I don't make a sound anymore, so...
Maybe very selfishly, I'm sleeping fine. So, like, $5,000, I'm going to send that to the missus. I think Siobhan's going to have to pay $5,000 or something like that. I'm sleeping like a baby.
Yeah, it's not bothering you, is it?
Not at all. I can't hear it. I've never heard it. Not once.
A problem passed on is a problem solved.
That's it.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
Oh, here we go, Stephen.
Crevo. $1,000. $1,000 up for grabs with Trivia Check this morning. $1,000. Only thing between you and that cash moolah in your back pocket is, of course, one trivia question. So if you think, you know, that you're not bad at the old pub trivia, or perhaps you might get lucky and the question might fall right in your wheelhouse, give us a call, 4967-4105, because we're not making you jump through hoops and, you know, all this, that and the other.
Yeah, that's right.
One trivia question, you get it right, $1,000 just like that.
It's just, have you ever answered a question correctly?
I have, at least once in my life, yeah.
There you go, you've just done it then.
Oh, yeah, there you go. I could have won
$1,000. It's so easy. One question? Are you kidding me? I can't even believe we're making that. It's so easy. Is it too easy?
Yeah, it is, I reckon.
Probably. Oh, well, not our money. Who cares?
4967-4105. We're going to play Trivia Check next on UFM.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
$1,000.
Yeah, that's it. If you're new to the show, it's time for Trivia Check. Basically, what happens here? It's so simple. We ask you one question. You get it right. You win the cash prize. And this morning, Crevo, it's at $1,000. Like you said, $1,000.
Yep.
One question, $1,000. There's a nice ring to that, actually.
There is.
Should we meet the lucky contestant competing for this $1,000?
Let's do it.
All right, we're out to Minmai this morning. Kate's on the line. Hey, Kate.
Hey, guys. How are you?
You're a bit nervous there, Kate.
Oh, I'm thinking about the $1,000.
Oh, no. What would you spend it on, you reckon?
I just basically make sure that everybody was comfortable at home.
Oh, that's very sweet, isn't it?
And by everyone, do you mean you? Just luxuriating?
A fun part of the household, that'd be nice.
Yeah, well, very sweet, also very boring, but go on holiday or something. Treat yourself, yeah. I reckon, Kate.
Got a holiday coming up, so that will help out, yes.
Yeah, of course. Well, there you go, something to look forward to.
Indeed. Where are you off to?
to New Zealand.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful part of the world. Well, enjoy that. Fingers crossed we can give you a bit of extra spending money. Like we said, $1,000 up for grabs. Got one trivia question, 5-second timer as well. Are you ready, Kate?
Yep, go for it.
All right, best of luck. Your question this morning is, Doo Wops and Hooligans was a 2010 album by which singer?
Rush.
Was it right? Unfortunately, no.
Looking for Bruno Mars this morning.
Have you heard of him, Kate?
I have, but I couldn't hear the first word you said, but that's okay.
Oh, well, I'm so sorry.
Better luck next time.
Does mean, though, 1,025 tomorrow for your hump day. Just keeps on. It's ludicrous at this stage. It's ridiculous, isn't it?
We just want someone from Newcastle to win locally, don't we? Well, better luck tomorrow. Like you said, back to same time, same place. I've got a bit of a, I guess, public service announcement that I just have to make.
All right. Well, the floor's yours.
So sometimes when I'm, like, driving home from work or, like, in the afternoon, I'll treat myself to a little ice cream from the servo.
Oh, it's hard to fill up your car without getting the cream on the way out, isn't it?
Exactly.
It's always there.
Sometimes you look over there and you think, yeah, I deserve it. I've worked hard today, or I've done a lot today.
Absolutely.
It's time to cream on.
Exactly. Cream on, my friend.
Exactly. So, usually when I go in there, I do like a Maxi Bond. That's one of my top ones, of course. But of recent, I've been into the whole, like, cone-based ice cream.
Right, yeah, okay.
Nothing like a good cone. So I'll often, interchangeably, without even knowing, grab a drumstick or Cornetto.
Well, they have very similar packaging and very similar shape and like easily mistaken for each other.
That's right. And I go vanilla, usually. I just like the combination of vanilla with the chalky bits in it plus nuts, right?
Right, okay, yeah.
It's a solid choice. Man. Yeah, exactly. However, recently, about a month ago, I grabbed one, and I was like, this is very, like, icy.
Oh.
And it's lacking the, I guess, creaminess that I look for in the vanilla ice cream.
So, what, it's been, like, defrosted and then refrozen again?
I didn't
know.
Because
that's how ice cream gets.
Yeah, I just dismissed it. It wasn't as if there was, like, chunks of ice.
Yeah.
But it was like the texture didn't have that good, like, creamy mouth feel that I was expecting. Anyway, I dismissed it. And then I had it again. Same issue. And this time I played detective a little bit. I said, what's going on here? And I had a look. And it turns out that it was a Cornetto that was in my hand.
Yeah.
And no longer is the Cornetto made in Australia. It's now being made in Italy.
Right, okay.
Now, Italy, you'd usually
home
think...
home of ice cream, yeah.
That's right. But they've ruined it. And I thought, is this just the Cornetto situation, or is this a drumstick thing too? Had a drumstick made in Australia. Delicious. Creamy mouthfeel, as expected. No dramas whatsoever.
Right.
And this is... I checked the experiment again, because I'm a man of science, and I don't just go... I don't just...
excuse to have a cream. Thank you for your service.
You're welcome, right? I'm just doing the good work of the people.
Yeah, yeah, Abby, we need to get more ice cream. We want it for the people.
That's right. This is just to help people out. Anyway, I tried another Cornetto, and actually it was by mistake, because I couldn't quite remember which one was the issue, and it was the same problem. And I've jumped online. A lot of people are talking about this. On productreview.com.au, they're saying, cost cut for Unilever, but big no for Cornetto fans.
Wow. So it must have to do with the transport from Italy or something like
that's
that.
That's right. They
Defrosting, refreezing, gets that icy texture.
Or maybe they change the ingredients so it's more durable for the transport.
That could be a problem as well, yeah.
Right. Whatever it is, I don't know what it is. But it's no good. So I'm starting the campaign, say no to Cornetto.
You're not, are you?
Just personally.
It's like a political smear campaign.
Trust me.
You're getting paid by Peters here?
No payment whatsoever. I wish they would, but, you know, even in ice cream, I'd take it.
Right, okay.
But I'm just saying, if you're considering a cone, because there's nothing better than a good cone sometimes.
Of
course. Just relaxes you right down.
Oh, that's it. I'm wide.
Go for a drumstick because you'll regret it. Unless you like an icy sort of grainy kind of cone, then sure, get a Cornetto. But it's if you're struggling to remember it, it's simple. Say no to Cornetto.
That's ridiculous. I can't believe that.
I'm just saying it how it is.
Your smear tactics won't stand here.
I'm bringing you the science, the Crevo science.
UFM. The Novos. And this is UFM at breakfast. At breakfast.
The Novos. Crevo, yesterday was the last day my mates were in Nui.
That's right.
I spent like a bit of a long weekend here. Guys I used to study with in Perth, so coming to visit me, which makes me feel very loved.
Yeah, it's good. Get over here to the Big Smoke and check things out, living the good life.
So you keep trying to tell them anyway. But yeah. I thought I'd repay the love and show them some of Newcastle's best sights.
Some of the finest.
Well, that's it. And yesterday for lunch, we went to Barmy 233 in the city.
Oh, it's good.
It never misses, does it?
No.
Like, I reckon I've had probably maybe half a dozen Barmese there now. And I kind of like alternate between the crispy pork, of course, and as well the lemongrass beef.
They are the two best.
Oh, it just never misses. And the boys were very impressed as well.
You get
very
yourself impressed. A side of their sweet potato fries.
Oh, I haven't tried that.
Mad crispy.
Really?
Yeah, really, really top. Like if you're extra hungry, you know, because sometimes a Barn Me almost satisfies, but just a little bit hungry afterwards.
And two Barmies is always too much.
Way too much. You can't do two.
So that maybe that's a nice little hack from you.
Yeah, there we go. That's the top tip. But oh, what a place. Highly recommended.
Oh, they very much enjoyed it. Anyway, up next though, Crevo, we move into some family drama. Not my family, but there's another family who's having a bit of issues with, I guess, a mum interfering in a relationship. Anyway, we'll do a bit of a temperature check. I'll give you all the details next because it's a very, very juicy story.
New FM.
And I'm bringing you some family drama this morning, Crevo. Yeah. Not my family, but like a soon-to-be mum has turned to the internet for a bit of advice. She's turned to Reddit. So she's 35 weeks pregnant, so getting very close to the birth of her future daughter, right?
Well on the journey.
Well on the journey, exactly. So the conversations about what to name the child are getting to a climax. Mm. Getting pretty close to it's time to settle on a name and kind of get all that finalised. So her and her partner have been talking about it, you know, strenuously over the last couple of weeks, and it always seems to end in loggerheads. They're always fighting. So the first name they've settled on, and they haven't said what the name is here, but it's named after the husband's friend who passed away serving.
Okay. Right? So, all right.
She said she doesn't love that name, but she understands it's important to her husband.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, how do you say no to that? You know, something so special to him. One of his best friends passed away serving. Yeah, nice tribute to him. So,
absolutely. Okay, that's one option.
So she's happy to make a sacrifice on the first name.
Yeah.
She's gone, you know, it's not my first choice. And a lot of people have a big list of baby names that they, you know, they dream about it for years, you know. She's like, not one of the names I thought of, you know, as a kid dreaming of naming my daughter, but hey, I'll make a sacrifice here.
Acceptable.
So then the idea of middle names came up because she thought, you know, if I can't get the first name, maybe I'll suggest a middle name. Maybe I can get a little win here.
Yeah.
So the idea of middle names got brought up, and this is what she said. And he straight away said that his mum would be happy if we gave her his mother's middle name. I didn't hate the idea, but what I didn't like is how he said it like he expected me to agree. She goes on to say, I told my partner that either I pick her middle name or she doesn't have one because he chose her first name, which is fair enough. He straight away turned it down and said his mum told her how happy she would be if our daughter got her middle name. So no wriggle room here at all. I also gave him another option. Our daughter can have his mum's middle name, but she gets my last name. And again, he didn't agree. And then again, I stated, well, she just doesn't get one. She doesn't get a middle name if we cannot agree.
Okay. A lot going on there.
A lot going on.
Let's simplify it down, right? Basically, he's picking all the names, and then one of the names picked by his mum.
Well, that's it. He's picked the first name. Pardon me, sorry. He's picked the first name. His mum's picked the middle name. She doesn't get a say in this at all.
Yeah, so what are we doing here? Right or wrong?
Right or wrong? What do you reckon? What do you think about this, Craven? Genuine opinion.
Yeah, okay. I just think that the name should be something you decide together. No one else should be involved. What is the grandmother doing?
I think this
Why is she getting involved?
Well, I think she's allowed to be involved. I think this is an extreme situation. But I think there's certainly room for, like, traditions of naming within family. Like, my middle name's Thomas. My dad's middle name's Thomas. His dad's middle name's Thomas. So on and so forth. If I one day have a child,
yeah.
I'd like to give them the middle name of Thomas.
Yeah, but...
And it probably would be something I'd put my foot down on.
Really?
It probably would be, yeah.
You've got to keep it. Okay, well... I guess you and I, if we had a kid together, we'd be at loggerheads, wouldn't we?
Well, we would be. And I think as well, like, I think my parents would like me to keep that tradition going as well, you know? Like,
right, okay. So, this is the debate. Is it right or wrong for the grandmother, basically, to have a say in the middle name of the child?
Of the grandchild, yeah.
You're saying tradition, absolutely, that's okay?
Yeah, I think you get a say, absolutely.
I'm saying it should just be between the two of you, no grandparents involved. They should just enjoy being grandparents. All right, 4967 4105, where do you sit on this? Is it right or wrong for the grandmother to pick part of the kid's name? I'm saying no.
I think there's room for tradition.
Okay, so best callers on air today, family pass to the Winter Fun Fest at Nobby's Beach, including 30 ride coupons just for having your opinion on air. 4967 4105, awesome prize. Just let us know, right or wrong for the grandmother to pick part of the kid's name. New FM.
And a bit of family drama I've brought to the show this morning. Basically, the crux of the story is that this couple, they're like, heading towards the end of the pregnancy, basically, about to give birth to their first daughter, and they're at loggerheads about naming the child, because the husband's picked the first name, which is named after a friend of his who passed away young.
And then the grandmother wants to get involved in the second name.
Yeah, the husband's mother has chosen the second name for the child, leaving the mother
with
of
nothing.
Said child with no options to name the kid.
Yeah, that's right. So is this right or wrong? I'm saying, what's the grandmother doing getting involved? You're saying... Oh, there's room for tradition.
Well, of course, the middle name is the grandmother wants to keep the tradition going of the middle name. Everyone's got the same middle name, so it's a family tradition. I think there's room for family traditions in this.
No room. That's what I think. Anyway, let's get Newcastle's temperature on this. Shaz in Toronto up first. How are you?
Hey, mate. How you going?
Good, thanks. What are your thoughts on this? Is it right or wrong for the grandmother to pick part of this name?
Mate, it's right, because it's just bloody tradition.
That's
all my grandbabies, have my great, family's name.
Are they all called Shaz from Toronto as well?
No, they haven't got my name.
Oh,
they've
right,
got
right.
all the me grandma's and Poppy's names and all that in their middle names.
Okay, fair enough.
And when you marry someone, Shaz is right, you take on their traditions. You take on their families,
To like an extent. Those.
Yeah, I
to an extent. Anyway.
I tend to agree. I think Shaz is right.
All right. Natalie in Head and Greeter up next. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Very good, thanks. Now, what are your thoughts on this?
Look, there's definitely room for tradition, but the dad has to give a little bit too.
Yeah, that's right. You know, he's already taken up the first name. He wants to take up the second name. You can't just monopolise the whole name. That's unreasonable, isn't it?
That's right. And she could leave him and do all three names.
There you go. See? Natalie gets it. Just leave him. Drop him. He sounds like a dropkick anyway.
You just have another kid. Name one each or something. It's not that expensive to raise a kid, is it?
Not these days. No, cheap as chips. That's what I've heard.
Just get another one out there. That's fine. No dramas. Off to Madawi next. Gabby on the line. Hey, Gabby.
Morning, guys.
Now tell us, what are your thoughts on this one?
Look, I am against it because my partner, if his grandmother had her way, he'd be called Eugene.
Oh.
See, now that is great proof that you don't let the grandmother get involved in the naming, because what do they know? They're just,
It's a different time, I guess.
Isn't it? And which, all right, real talk, Gabby, would you still be with him if he was called Eugene?
Yeah, is that a red flag?
It'd be very tough. He'd have to be a really nice guy, I'll be honest.
Yeah, better than he is now, right? Yeah.
Just throwing the poor partner under the bus.
Yeah.
And all your jeans while you're at it.
Yeah, exactly.
Gabby's a rebel without a cause.
New FM's $20,000 side hustle.
Yeah, let's do it, Crevo. Let's give away free money for absolutely bugger all. That's the name of the game, really.
It's so easy. All you got to do, register, newfm.com.au, get on there, and then you can get on our payroll and start earning money while you're earning money. You got your other job, or you're just sitting at home, who cares? You can just be making money off us.
Yeah, that's it. Tax-free, like Melissa in Raymond Terrace is currently doing. So she's our current honorary employee here at UFM.
Nice.
So I'm sure she's living it up, enjoying it.
Absolutely. She's probably relaxing right now, eating a charcuterie board on her bed.
Oh, no. She loves a real milky coffee. I've seen her in this morning enjoying a real milky coffee.
Nice one, with heaps of milk.
That's it, heaps of milk in there. So if not my cup of tea, if you will, pardon the pun, but if you want to get involved in this game, like Karima said, head to newfm.com.au, register there, then listen throughout the day for your name, because if you hear it, you've got 10 minutes to give us a call. You earn money for absolutely jack diddly. Your next person who could be... You got your timer ready to start there, Karima?
Yeah, ready to go. Stopwatch.
All right, the next person we're looking for to join the new FM family is Charlene Dennis from Curry Curry. Charlene Dennis, give us a call now, 4967-4105, if you want to get involved in UFM's 20K side hustle.
Start making money here on UFM.
Currently in the midst of UFM's 20K side hustle, looking for Charlene Dennis in Curry Curry to give us a call, 4967-4105. You've got the timer in front of you.
Yeah, just around 2 minutes left. So you've got to be quick.
Give us a call now, 4967-4105. Now, though, it's time for What's the Goss?
What's the goss?
UFM. What's up, Scott? What's new?
Gents, it's a real battle of the box office going on at the moment because being released very, very soon, you've got the new Indiana Jones, obviously new Mission Impossible 7 coming. Oppenheimer's coming to cinemas as well, but so is the Barbie movie. And the Barbie movie, look, it's sold, made the world sell out of pink paint, but now it looks like there's a country that's going to be banning the Barbie movie.
Oh, why is that?
Look, it's a bit of entertainment crossover with politics in this one. Vietnam, they're banning the new movie, citing that there is an offensive image in the movie.
All right, so you won't be going to Vietnam anytime soon. I know you're very excited for the Barbie movie.
Mate, that's exactly right. Look, I don't think I'll be heading there because I want to see this movie. I really, really do. I reckon that the reason behind it is... it's a bit debatable, right? There is this thing called the 9-dash line that is being pictured in the movie. It's a depiction of each territory, each country, and how much land they own in the South China Sea.
Right,
Now, apparently, a whole bunch of countries, I'm talking China, Vietnam, Philippines, Taiwan, Malaysia, all have stake in the South China Sea, and the map pictured in the Barbie movie is the Chinese depiction of where their land lies.
Oh.
And the Vietnamese disagree, so they find it offensive, so they're banning the movie completely.
Wow. Yeah.
Surely you can just change it, you know?
Well, that's what I would have thought.
You put a green screen over it or something. They've thrown the baby out of the bathwater. Yeah, and stop people watching what's going to be a phenomenal movie, Barbie movie.
Look, it's not the first time a movie's been banned from Vietnam. Back in 2019, a DreamWorks movie called Abominable was banned. The Sony movie Uncharted was banned. Even the Australian spy drama called Pine Gap, that was a Netflix show, that was banned as well. So it's not the first time, won't be the last either.
Okay, there we go. So if you're from Vietnam, if you're in Vietnam, you're going to miss out.
That's it.
Although you can probably get a pirated copy, let's face it.
Probably, most likely, our Barbie's hitting cinemas 20th of July.
There you go.
Scott, very excited for that
He'll
one.
He'll be out the front lining up for the premiere, no doubt.
Yeah,
very exciting.
We'll keep you up to date with all that, I suppose. Fingers crossed it doesn't get banned here in Australia.
Here on UFM, money time.
UFM's $20,000 side hustle.
Yeah, money time indeed, Crevo. Getting money doesn't get much easier than this. New FM's 20K side hustle. If you want to get involved, still plenty of time. We're playing all week. Head to newfm.com.au. Make sure you register there. And once you do that, you're in the draw to win money for sitting around twiddling your thumbs, basically.
Oh, it couldn't get any easier. Once you hear your name called out on New FM, you've got 10 minutes. You've got to phone up real fast. 4967-4105.
Just as Mel did yesterday in Raymond Terrace, she got on the payroll pretty much like at knockoff time yesterday afternoon. So her first real day on the job. How are you feeling this morning, Mel?
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah, excited? You've been enjoying your time at New FM?
Yeah, it's great. Easy.
Good tea and bickies, isn't that sort of stuff?
Yep.
Exactly. And free money doesn't get better than that, does it?
Absolutely not.
Nah. Well, You've won yourself $105, Melissa. And not long ago, we put the call out for Charlene in Curry to try and knock you off on 49674105. And unfortunately, she has given us a call within 10 minutes. So $105 is where you stay.
That's great. Anyway, yeah, thank you.
Every bit counts, doesn't it? Now, that does mean it's time to have a chat to Charlene. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. And now, welcome to the team, first of all. We'll get you to do your inductions and everything a little bit later. But how are you feeling to start off working at New FM?
Yeah, fantastic.
Seat's basically still warm from where Mel was, but you've slotted straight in. You've, you know, found yourself in the team. $105 guaranteed, of course, and fingers crossed it'll grow and grow. Is there anything you kind of want to save towards?
Well, I was thinking there was a few things I'd like to save for, but now that it's school holidays, I'm sure the kids will find things that they want to spend that money on before I do.
Ah, the kids don't have to know about the money. That's all right.
Yeah. Keep it secret.
Yeah, ignorance is bliss. Don't let them know. You just spend it on whatever you want, I reckon, Charlene.
All right, I'll try and hide it.
Yeah, you deserve a treat. You deserve a treat.
Well, of course, $105 guaranteed. Fingers crossed, it grows throughout the day. And if you want to get involved, make sure you register. Head to newfm.com.au because we're playing New FM's 20K Side Hustle all week.
Here on New FM.
The Novos. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
Crave, I think I have a problem.
Oh, no, what's happened?
Just opened up my bag. I've got four apples sitting in there. I always try when I like pack my lunch for work.
Yeah.
I always try and make it look healthy. You know, sneak in some fruit there and, you know, make it look like I'm doing the right thing. I smash down my muesli bars and all my treats. I just die of starvation before I eat the apples.
I think you die of starvation. You're single-handedly propping up the fruit section at Coles Junction by buying the fruit and not using it.
The lengths I'll go to not eat this apple is absolutely unbelievable.
What type of apple is it?
I don't know, gala or something probably.
Yeah, just a standard.
Yeah, that's like it. Nothing flashy.
Just the ones that are on bargain.
Yeah, well, whatever's cheapest. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, well, I don't know what you should do with that. Cook it into an applesauce, maybe? Roast pork.
I know what I should do with it.
Eat it.
I should just eat it. Yeah. I should just eat the apples.
If only. You're waking up with the Novo, Stephen and Crevo here at New FM. And up next, a little, I guess, issue in the household, in the bedroom even, if you will.
Real.
That we're going to discuss in just a few minutes here on New FM.
An exciting news, Crevo. T-minus like a month until Siobhan moves here.
This is your girlfriend?
Yeah. We've been doing long distance for the last about a year.
She's coming over from Perth to Newcastle for good, yeah?
Well, that's it, yeah. Booked a one-way flight. We're going to live together. Very exciting. So I'm obviously getting all my, you know, everything sorted, basically.
All your ducks in a row.
That's it.
So when she gets here...
It's just crazy for her. I just don't want to have to worry about a thing. She's already, you know, had to deal with packing up all her stuff.
Her life.
Making sure her car gets moved over, booking flights, all that sort of stuff. I want her to worry about as little as possible when she actually gets here.
You're a good boyfriend.
Well, that's it. So I'm starting to set up, you know, how we're going to live together. One of those things is I've got to change my furniture a little bit.
Do you? Have you had a bit of a bachelor pad situation sort of thing?
I very much had a bachelor pad situation.
Mattress on milk crates or...?
Not quite that bad, but, you know, like the cheapest furniture I could find on Gumtree, it doesn't all match and, you know, I have to fix up the bedroom, basically. So, I've been given some instructions from Siobhan.
Right.
And some of this includes, I've got to go buy new pillows, right? Now, I've already got four pillows, which is, in my opinion, too many. Right?
Famously, you like a very thin pillow that's been squashed down from years of use.
Well, that's it. I sometimes don't even use a pillow. So it's four too many. But Siobhan's...
four too many.
Siobhan's decided that we need to get some more pillows for the bed. So I've been instructed to go to the shops and buy more pillows in the order of like six more pillows, just decorative pillows to put on the bed. Are you kidding?
That is a lot.
What do I need them for? 10 pillows? What? And what? So 8 o'clock at night, we throw them all off the bed. And then what? Me, 3:30 in the morning, got to get up and put them all back on the bed.
When you go off to work.
Whose job is it going to be? Probably going to be mine.
Probably.
Ridiculous. So the amount of pillows that I've been instructed to buy really just grinding me gears a little bit. So I wanted to just, I guess, open up the floor.
Domestic bliss.
Give people a chance to have a rant. Are the pillows driving you mad? And on the flip side, How many pillows have you got on the bed?
Surely no one's got more than what? What are you saying? It's a proposal of 10?
Proposal of, yeah, almost double figures. I think she wants to go, I think she actually wants to go 9.
Right.
You need the singular one at the front.
If right.
You make it look flashy. Oh, ridiculous. Anyway, 4967 4105. Are the pillows on the bed driving you mad? And how many?
Or do you love the pillows? Like, the more the better. We'll take those calls as well. Like, maybe Stephen does not get this whole situation at all.
How many have you got on the bed?
I've got 4, 5, 6.
Six too many. 4967 4105. The pillow's driving you mad. How many you got on the bed? And, of course, for the best callers on the air today, we're sorting you out this school holidays.
That's right. We've got a family pass to Winter Fun Fest, Nobby's Beach, including 30 ride coupons. Are you kidding?
How good's that?
You get to go on the rides and get in for free. 4967 4105. Your pillow story, basically.
Yeah. Just let it all go.
Or is Stephen wrong? And he needs to just relax and enjoy the pillows. New FM. And we're talking about Stephen's partner, Siobhan, moving over from Perth to Newcastle.
Very, very exciting. T-minus like a month and a day.
First time you guys have ever lived together.
Yeah, so that's a little bit scary. But, of course, she's the one who's feeling more anxiety around this than I am. Because I'm settled here and, you know. Like,
you're used to it already.
She's got to do the whole move plus in a new area, you know.
That's
like, she's
right.
Got to do all the packing, she's got to send all her stuff over, find someone to move into her current place. Lots of, you know, I's to dot and T's to cross before she gets here. So I'm trying to make her move as seamless as possible, I suppose, by getting stuff ready so she doesn't have to worry about it when she gets here. And one of my jobs is to fix up the bedroom, because I've done a bit of a mismatched job, just bought cheap furniture off Gumtree that doesn't really match, and it, like, for me, it doesn't bother me.
Yeah, he couldn't care less. You're just a bloke.
That's it, a bit of a bachelor pad. But, like, she's, like, a little bit more worried about this sort of thing.
Yeah, she wants a calm and relaxing place to lay her head at the end of the day.
And that's fair enough, but one of the things I've been instructed to buy is more pillows for the bed. Now, I've already got 4 on there. She wants another 5. Just for, like, decoration and stuff.
Yeah, but that's just trying to make it a calm and relaxing place.
9 pillows is 7 too many.
In your opinion.
We use 1 each. That's it.
We don't need more than that. Stephen laying down the law.
What, are we just throwing them off the bed at night and then putting them back up every day? My back can't handle that.
Oh, please. Wave a pillow. Turn it up. All right. Let's see what Newcastle says, because I think Stephen should just relinquish that. It's a couple of pillows, mate. Who cares?
All right.
Not going to change your life. Just buy them.
Well, let's go to Stockton. We've got Sandra on the line. Morning, Sandra.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Very well, thanks. Now, are the pillows driving you mad on the bed? What's the story?
Well, I have 3.
Yep.
I'm a single person. I have 1 for my head and 2 to, you know, spoon up to, whatever.
Nine
sounds a bit crazy, you know, and it's a lot of double handling, isn't it?
That's it. You're right. You're dead
but
right.
But you got to look on the other side of the coin, you know, like you're into this woman, then, you know, if it's a small thing to please her, then maybe she'll just suck it up and do the 9 pillow thing.
There you go.
You know. Pillows are expensive.
But on the other hand, you need to put your foot down somewhere, and if you don't do it now, you're making a rod for your own back. So,
now,
you know.
Sandra, are you saying that Stephen should just drop her and just live again, enjoy his pillowless life?
No, I'm not saying that. I mean, if she's coming all the way from WA, I think it was, you said, you know, it must be something special. So,
you know,
you'll find, you got to find a middle between the two of you. As I was with someone for 22 years, we didn't find that middle, but
you don't
want to go through that. Yeah.
That sounds difficult. And maybe she's got a point. Maybe in the middle, maybe 5 pillows. Can you talk to her about that? I don't know.
5. Oh, yeah.
That's still three too many.
Anyway, let's go to Wolves Head next. Jade on the line. Morning, Jade.
Good morning, how are you?
Very well. Now tell us, are the pillows driving you mad? What's your opinion here?
Look, I'm a support worker and I've got a client and they've got 10 pillows on their bed and it does drive me mad.
Oh, it's too much work taking them off, putting them back on, isn't it?
It's way too much. And to top it off, they've got 3 little stuffed animals you've got to put at the end of the bed as well.
It's all, you don't sleep with it. It's all for decoration. And, like, who's...
Exactly.
When I entertain, you'd be the same, Crevo. Guests come over. You're not showing them into your bedroom. So who's it looking nice for?
Yeah, well, yourself. You want a nice, relaxing space. Well, but, Jade, you're saying this is too many. Do you think that Stephen should drop his girlfriend?
Why do you keep asking people their opinion on this?
I think 8 is a good amount. I've got 8 on my bed. So
but
you're 2 standard, 4 standard. And then 2 decorative, and it's perfect.
But 9's out of control, is it?
9 and 10, out of control.
Okay.
I don't like what you're insinuating about my relationship, Creamer.
You're the one who's blowing up about it, not me. I think you should buy as many pillows as Siobhan wants.
Raymond Terrace next. Liz on the line. Morning, Liz.
Hey.
Now tell us, what do you think about this morning, Liz? What's your opinion?
They're all wrong.
They're all wrong?
Yep, they're all wrong.
Well, what's your opinion then?
Have enough pillows. Okay, so picture this. Walk with me. I have the quilt, which automatically comes with two matching quilt covers. You have your sheets.
Of course.
Two matching pillows. Then you've got to have the European pillows, which usually match the quilt. Then you have two pretty little decorative pillows that usually have some colour in the sheets. Then you have one in the middle that's totally different to them all. And
Liz.
Matches a throw. No.
Liz, Liz. How many pillows do you have on your bed total?
I've got a big body pillow right at the back.
Not answering the question, Liz. I'm gonna cut you off unless you tell me how many you got.
9 or 10, and I have 3 guest bedrooms. All have the same.
So you got like 50 pillows in the house.
Keeping the industry alive single-handedly, Liz. That's
unbelievable.
Out of control. All right, let's wrap this up, I reckon, because we're getting out of hand here. Let's go see Warren on the line. Morning, Warren.
Hey, mate. How are you?
Very well, mate. Now tell us, what's your opinion on this?
Mate, I used to laugh at my mother. She's got 12 pillows on her bed. She's 85. And anyway, I'm a single bachelor now at 63.
Yeah.
And I spend a lot of time in my bed. So I have actually 8 pillows on my bed. And I pinch them from the other side when I'm home alone because I sit up, they become functional.
Yeah, right. Okay, there we go. Now, Stephen, what are you... Everyone's saying just stop worrying about
it. My opinion, 12 pillows on the bed, that's more pillow than bed. Genuinely, where do you fit in? If there's 12 pillows on the bed, where are you meant to squeeze in?
Oh, well, that seems like you've only got one option, and that's to drop Siobhan. Is that it?
No, that's not the one option, but of course. No, that's not the option at all. We'll find the middle ground. We'll work it out.
Just
but
buy the pillows, mate.
For keeping the pillow industry single-handedly alive, let's give Warren a pass, you reckon?
Yeah, okay. He's got 8 to himself.
To the winter wonderland, of course. Warren Seahampton off as well. So if you want to get involved in the show, you want to win, get your hands on these prizes, make sure you give us a call, 4967405, because we're doing the same thing tomorrow.
That's it. That's us done for today, though. Have a great day, everyone. And remember, of course, Side Hustle continues throughout the day. You can win at any time, so make sure you're listening. Make sure you're signed up at newfm.com.au. We'll catch you tomorrow.
See you then.